Welcome to the Fan Podcast. How everybody doing? This is Mo Horton. Just wanted to talk to y'all today about the NBA Finals. Game 2 tonight, 8 Eastern Time on ESPN, ABC. Just check it out, man. It's going to be a great game. Looking forward to Game 2 and see what happened after that crazy Game 1. It's a lot to talk about, man. A lot to get into. A lot packed into that game, man. First off, I just want to talk about LeBron James, man, and what an amazing game that he had. 51-8-8. It was a great game for him. Kind of a little bit lackluster on the efficiency side, 19 of 32, but he got 11 free throws. Got to the line. I just don't see any holes in this game right now. I mean, back in the day, you can look back as recently as 2012 and 2013 finals, that year, or 2014 finals, where Greg Popovich was basically telling his players, hey, go up underneath the screen, let LeBron shoot the jump shot, force him to shoot the jumper. And now you can't do that. He hits the mid-range so well now. He can pull up from three. He still got that post-up game that he has, and obviously he's the best driver of the basketball in the game. And so it's hard to take away anything from him. And that's where the Golden State Warriors miss Andre Iguodala. Like, Iguodala's not going to stop LeBron. Like, he's not going to keep LeBron from scoring over 30 points, but he can limit LeBron from scoring 51. And, I mean, it's a reason why he won Finals MVP in 2015. He held LeBron to, 36 points a game, nine rebounds, 8 assists in that series. 13 assists, 9 rebounds in that series, but LeBron's shooting percentage was like 39%, and that's the reason why, Iguodala did a great job. LeBron got the points, but he had to work for those points, and that's why they miss him in this game, man, because LeBron can't go off the way he did in game one of Iguodala plays. And so, but LeBron, he was a great player all game long, and the first player out of six human beings to ever play in the finals to score 50 in a game and lose. It wasn't his fault, though. I mean, he did all he could do in the game. People question if he should have took that last shot to end the game, but he made the best basketball play to George Hill. And George Hill had a chance to win the game with 2 free throws, and he just missed. But LeBron is the cornerstone of our game. He is the measuring stick. He is the bar. So we got to talk about him a lot more in this series going forward. But in the next segment, we're going to break down the game that Golden State played and how they can improve in game 2. The Golden State Warriors won game 1. It was a lot more close than what the experts probably predicted. I thought it was going to be a close game because just for the simple fact that the Warriors have an arrogance about themselves. They have like a confidence that they can pretty much, kind of lag off and then flip the switch on and win a game. They have a lot of slow starts in the first half. Then they have patented third quarters, and they pretty much take the game over and take it away. But they didn't have a big third quarter as they usually do, but they did have a pretty big lead going into the fourth quarter, but they kind of took their foot off the gas, and Cleveland came back and was able to tie it and, force overtime. Cleveland should have won the game, but that's a whole different story that we're going to talk about later on in the segment. But the Golden State Warriors, they were kind of sloppy. The only person that was really consistent all night was Steph Curry, 29 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds in that game. He had a great game. Draymond Green, 10 points, 13 boards, 2 steals in that game. And Kevin Durant had 26 points, 9 assists in that game as well. But Kevin Durant was sloppy for the most part of the game. I think if Kevin Durant plays a lot better and Steph can bring back that same consistent game he had in game 1, that Golden State will be just fine in game 2. I think they'll win handily tonight. But the questions are is about, Klay Thompson. I mean, Klay Thompson hurt his ankle in the game. JR was going for a steal, slipped and fell into the back of his ankle. And it just, if he doesn't play or if he's limited, Cavaliers have a great shot to steal a game in Golden State. So, going to make sure that you monitor and watch and see what Klay Thompson does and if he will play tonight. But it's going to be a great matchup, especially considering the fact that I think the Cavs got a little bit of confidence, a little bit of life, because they believe they had an opportunity to win the game. So But I think if Golden State comes out and take care of business, be focused, be sharp, play well on defense, you know, kind of not necessarily stop LeBron, but limit him, ball denial, whatever they have to do, I think they have a good shot of winning this game tonight handily. But I think it will be a lot closer than what people, you know, think at the start of the game. But I think they'll have one of those patented third quarters and they'll put the game away for good, you know, going to the end. But Kevin Durant, he has to play well. He has to play a whole lot better than what he did in game one. He didn't play that well. I mean, he was kind of spotty and all over the place. So make sure you keep your eyes on Kevin Durant, see what he does. But I got the Warriors winning this game. I got them winning it big. The Cleveland Cavaliers. One of your main goals in any seven-game series, especially in the finals, is to steal one on the road, which they still have an opportunity to do tonight, is to steal a game on the road. But that was probably as good of a chance as any for them to steal a game on the road in game one. J.R. Smith probably made one of the most boneheaded, the most jarring, the most idiotic, the most iconic, in a bad way, infamous plays probably in the history of sports. Like, as any competitor, any basketball player, whatever sport, baseball, you have to know the outs. Football, you have to know the time, the situation. Basketball, you need to know the score of the game. How can you get a rebound with 4.7 seconds left and not know the score of the game? Had an opportunity basically for an easy putback because Kevin Durant's back was turned when he got the rebound. Or they could call a timeout and set up a play. Or LeBron was open at the top of the key for three to win the game. And J.R. basically ran the timeout because he believed that they were up by 1 point when George Hill missed that free throw. Probably one of the most bonehead decisions I've ever seen in my life. And I know the Cavs are dejected. They got to be dejected right now because they had a chance to steal a game on the road. They had a chance to win one in Oracle Arena to take one from Golden State and have the morale put the pressure on Golden State to come back because they're the prohibitive favorites. They're the one that Vegas had odds on to be, you know, the biggest favorite in the finals of all time. And so that would have put so much pressure on Golden State for them to lose that game. I mean, it's unprecedented. I mean, it's baffling. It's stunning in all different kind of ways. And I just hate that J.R. Smith, you know, couldn't help them win that game. I felt sorry for LeBron. I really did because LeBron gave it his all. And the Cavaliers got the ingredients to win this game. I mean, they got the hustle, the energy, and Tristan Thompson and Larry Nance, and they got shooting. And Kevin Love could play a lot better than what he did. J.R. Smith could play a lot better than what he did. And some of those guys that got incorporated in the trade, George Hill, he can play a lot better. Rodney Hood, I mean, we're not going to talk about him. He doesn't even get out there on the court. So, I mean, it's just about, you know, can Cleveland bring that same energy and match the same intensity that Golden State can, or will they be not feeling good or still be let down by what happened? Because that was absolutely terrible what happened to them. So we'll definitely check it out, man. It's gonna be very, very interesting. Like, very interesting indeed to see what happens. One of the key matchups, I believe, that's in the game that a lot of people didn't really analyze or break down or talk about, that I wanted to highlight was Steph Curry against the Cleveland Cavaliers backcourt. Because I think that Steph has an opportunity to take advantage for maybe the first time in this postseason of not really having two good defending guards to guard him in the backcourt. This is the first series where they can actually hide him and he can rest and relax and get ready to play well on the offensive end, because George Hill isn't a great defender like he used to be. And also J.R. Smith isn't defending the way he used to defend either. Not even as far back as he defended Steph in the 2016 NBA Finals, where the Cavs won that series. So Steph can exploit different matchups. He can beat them off the dribble. He can pull up for three. I mean, he did. He put on a great passing display in the last game too, because, you know, they weren't really putting pressure on him or getting up into him. And on defensive end, They can hide stuff by putting them on J.R. Smith, and J.R. hasn't been shooting it well this postseason. He particularly didn't shoot it well in game one. So, you know, this will help Steph out or whatever. But if the Cleveland backcourt of George Hill and J.R. Smith can give LeBron anything, you know, 20 points combined or anything, the Cavs have a good shot of winning. Put a little bit more stress on Steph Curry, make him work a little bit on defense like the Rockets did. But I don't think that the Cleveland Cavaliers have players to the potential of a Chris Paul or a James Harden. But at least give him some type of action off the pick and roll or some kind of action to make him work so he won't be so good on the offensive end. But if they can't do that, Steph's going to have a field day. So this is about can Kevin Durant have a better game, or are they going to limit them like in the past game? That's what it's all about. That's the big key in the game is those two going at it. Against Steph Curry. That's a big matchup. I mean, who's going to win it? I think that's the one that you should focus on in this game. How well this game is going to go is going to determine what those two guys do when they're guarding Steph Curry and when Steph Curry is guarding one of them, especially with the possibility of Klay Thompson being absent. So it's going to be a great matchup to check out. Should Kevin Love or Tristan Thompson be suspended for this game? In the last game, Tristan Thompson put an elbow towards Sean Livingston because Sean Livingston was shooting the ball with a couple seconds left on the clock, and he felt like that Livingston was showing him up. He got ejected out of the game, and then towards the end of the game, before he left the court, he mushed the ball in Draymond's face. Kevin Love, while that scuffle was going on, was having an argument with the referee about the call on Tristan Thompson, and he was on the floor in the middle of the scuffle. So he did not leave the bench to be a part of the scuffle by the letter of the law. If you're on the floor during a scuffle and you're supposed to be on the bench, you're supposed to be suspended. But I think the league made a great call for not suspending him, because you want the best players out there. The stakes are too high, if you ask me. I believe you want the best players out there. You want those guys to go out there and compete. You want those guys to get out there and play well, and you want to put on a good show for the fans, especially four time in a row these guys playing, and with all the players that the Warriors have, the Cavs need anybody that they can get, and I don't think they should lose somebody due to suspension. And it's coming from the same guy who believed that Draymond shouldn't have been suspended in the 2016 finals, because you don't take the best players out the game, especially something like that. It wasn't until LeBron, you know, basically came on the podium and said that Draymond said some disrespectful and disparaging remarks to him where the league started to consider suspending Draymond. So, I believe that they should stay out there. I believe they should continue to be out there and compete and give the Cavs the best opportunity they can to win the game. Just being a fan of basketball, you want everybody out there. You want the best guys out there playing, and hopefully that everybody be healthy and at full strength. That, you know, that's the plan. And so, you know, that's my biggest thing is how all that transpire, the emotions and everything that happened at the end of the game of game one. Will that bleed over into game two? Will these guys still be, will it still be a lot of scrappiness? Will it still be a lot of bad blood left off from game one? Will it resonate over into game two? Will it be chippy tonight? That's what I want to make sure I pay attention to, because the chippiness, if the Cavs can get in there and goon it up a little bit and make everything hard, for Golden State, that it's gonna be a better game, because Golden State, one thing about them, they don't like people getting physical with them. If you can get physical with them, I mean, that'll make the game easier for the Cavs. So we'll see how it go. So tonight, game two, Oracle Arena, 8 p.m. Eastern. Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers, and my prediction for the game. It's simple. Golden State will win this game handily. They'll win by 15 points. I think it's going to be a close game back and forth in the first half. And in the third quarter, the Warriors are going to do what they do, and they're going to pull away and win the game. I think LeBron's going to do what he do and get out there and score 40 points tonight, but it won't be enough. Golden State will be winning 2-0, going into Cleveland for game three on Wednesday. So I want to thank everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank everybody who shares my podcast feed. You can download this podcast on Google Play app, Apple Music, or anywhere you download your podcast. Check the RSS feed on my social media account, @audienceofone on Twitter. And I just want to thank everybody who support me, man. Thank everybody who checks on me and want me to put out podcasts weekly. So I'm going to try to get you a couple podcasts this week. Thanks for everybody who listens, and God bless. Have a great game. Game 2 tonight.